Our profile this month is basketball hero Rudy Gobert. The Frenchman has worked hard to become one of the NBA's biggest stars. But the 2.16-meter-tall athlete has never forgotten his small-town French roots.
There's a French giant in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA. People call him Gobzilla, the French rejection, and other names. But he's most comfortable with Rudy. Standing 2.16 meters tall and with an arm span of 2.36 meters, Rudy Gobert is a player for Utah Jazz, an NBA team with funky jerseys and a gritty reputation. He's worked hard to earn his position, his nicknames, and his recognition as the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year in 2018 and 2019. It's a journey that began more than 20 years ago in a small town in northern France. Rudy and his older brother and sister were raised by his mother in a government housing project in Saint-Quentin, a quiet town with a strong sense of community. The family wasn't rich, but they had enough. Rudy didn't play his first game of basketball until he was 11, just 10 years before joining the NBA. The game was always in his life, however, thanks to his father, Rudy Bougarel. Originally from Guadeloupe, Bougarel played for the French national basketball team in the 1980s. Growing up in his father's shadow, Rudy knew what could be accomplished through basketball. But it was Rudy's mother, Corinne Gobert, who worked long hours as a hairdresser, who really pushed him to succeed. "I saw her sacrifice herself and work hard for me every day. She was a real inspiration." Following her example, Rudy has worked very hard and is now at the top of his game, an NBA star. Rudy's incredible height helped him secure a 2019 record for slam dunks, 306, in a season, while his insane arm span has made him one of the league's most feared defensive players. It isn't all about Rudy's body, though. He sees basketball as being as much a psychological game as a physical one. "The mind differentiates the good from the great players," he says. To help him keep his psychological edge, Rudy uses a mind coach. This also helps him manage his anger issues, for which he has a reputation. In one famous incident, he smashed a water bottle off the referee's table. In another, he punched himself in the face. To play his best, Rudy knows he must stay at peak performance, physically and mentally. There's no room for error in the big league. Rudy spends the basketball season in America, but every summer you can find him in Saint-Quentin. There, he runs an annual basketball camp for local kids, teaching alongside his childhood coaches. Occasionally, his teammates from Utah Jazz will come and help too. It is during these trips that Rudy really shines. Saint-Quentin's prodigal son, returning to give something back to the community he came from. And who knows? Maybe among these kids, in Rudy's tall shadow, is another future French star of the NBA.